بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith we read last, and Abi Sa'id al-Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullah alayh, anna Aid ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu dakhala ala Ubaydillah ibn Ziyad, faqala, ay bunayya, inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, inna sharra ri'a'i al-hutama. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, he related an incident. He said that Hazrat Aiz radiyallahu anhu, he entered upon Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, we mentioned he was the grandson of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Sufyan had a son by the name of Ziyad. So this son was the brother of Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Actually, in the lifetime of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu, he never claimed that this Ziyad was his son. So nobody would attribute him to Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu. He was known as Ziyad ibn Abihi, Ziyad the son of his father. But in the lifetime of Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, he declared that this is my brother, and his mother is Sumayya. So then when he declared that, immediately people knew that this was the brother now of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So anyway, he had a son. His son's name was Ubaydullah. Ubaydullah was a tyrant and he was an oppressive ruler. But this Sahabi that was alive at that time, Hazrat Aiz radiallahu anhu, being a Sahabi, Sahaba were brave naturally. They had that hope in them that if I'm afraid to do what I need to do in this dunya, Allah Pak will take me to task on the day of Qiyamah. So when he came to confronting people or to doing the right thing, he was not afraid. So this Sahabi, he went up to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and he tells him that, oh my son, inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qul, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that inna sharra ri'ay al-hutama, the worst of oppressors are the worst of leaders are the oppressive ones. فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ, so don't be from amongst the oppressive rulers. فَقَالَ لَهُ إِجْلِسْ, so this oppressive person, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, he tells the Sahabi that sit on. Then he tells him, فَإِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ نُخَالَةِ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, you are nothing from the residue, from the husk of Sahaba. When you got a sieve and you're sifting something, then you find that the refined product falls down to the bottom. Whatever is the residue, the leftovers. So like, in other words, he's telling him that you are not from the high ranking Sahaba. You are an ordinary person. You are like the leftovers from Sahaba. What a dangerous thing he said. A'udhu billah. فَقَالَ وَهَلْ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ نُخَالَةٌ إِنَّمَا كَانَتِ النُخَالَةُ بَعْدَهُمْ وَفِي غَيْرِهِمْ. So immediately Hazrat Aiz radiallahu anhu was a great Sahabi. He had to defend the honor of Sahaba. Today people take away the honor of Sahaba so easily. This was at that time, so he had to defend the honor of Sahaba because this person is saying you are like the residue of Sahaba. So then he said that, is there any residue from among Sahaba? It's not possible. Or the residue you'll get is those that come after Sahaba and those that are beside Sahaba. This is the residue, the husk, the bran that is left in the sieve. The real things that have gone down to them, the refined, are all Sahaba. So it's impossible to have it such that you can attribute this type of quality to Sahaba. One thing we mentioned here is that when this is coming under the chapter of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, when is it necessary to make Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar? Is when a person is sure and he's quite confident that his words will have an effect, now it becomes wajib for him to do it. But in the situation, sometimes we find ourselves that even if a person keeps silent, there'll be better results than him speaking out in a particular situation, because these days people are not prepared to listen. After this, we'll explain one situation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنَّهُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلَيُشْرِكَنَّ اللَّهَ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ, رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I take an oath in that person whose life, in whose hands my life is, that you should enjoin good and you should forbid evil. Or a time will come that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon send a punishment upon you, such a punishment that you will ask him, you will supplicate to him, and he will not answer you. Rawahu Tirmizi. So this hadith is warning us how dangerous it is that a person just overlooks. He just overlooks enjoining good, forbidding evil, making a general change, firstly to himself, his family, those that he is in control over, and then the broader public. The ulama explained that it becomes wajib where a person, he knows that his words will have an effect because he's got some type of authority, that despite him having that authority, and he holds back and he doesn't speak what he needs to speak so that people are corrected. Because in this case, now it is wajib, it is necessary. Then you get another situation where a person speaks And there is a chance, he's not sure, but there is a chance where his words will have effect. In that situation, it is mustahab, it is preferable for him to speak. Then you get a situation where a person speaks but it has adverse effects. In a situation like that, a person has to weigh the situation and see what type of results it will gain. In today's time, especially today's time, people generally are not prepared to listen, because this quality of adab, which is such an important thing, is missing. Hazrat Maulana Humarji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he was studying in India, so his father had written a letter to him. So he had written one letter, the letter had gone, but because there were some wars taking place, so that postal service was disrupted. So although he was trying to send a reply, but the reply was not able to get through because of the disruption of the postal service. So his father on this side was under the impression that he's not replying to the letters. So he wrote a very hard letter, very, very hard letter to his son, that the effort we took, etc., to send you and to pay for you and to make effort to bring you up and send you, but even the letters that we're sending to you, you're not replying to. So after some time, when the postal service resumed, his father had got a letter, approximately a 4-page letter, and in those pages, it was only apologizing upon apologizing upon apologizing, that because of the disruption of the postal services, I was unable to reply to your letter. So when his father, Mullah Umar Jisam's father, Rahmatullah Ali, has got this letter, he was so happy that he took it around and he showed some businessmen and he told them that if only I had made my son a businessman today, I had made him a professional person today, I would have never got a reply from my son like this. That the whole pages he's only apologizing for something that he did that was not his fault. It was not his fault, but he was still apologizing. So this is what is called adab, where you get people that, because they've got that level of respect, they're prepared to accept anything. Anybody is a senior, they're prepared to accept it. Somebody's got authority, immediately they will accept it, they will not reject it. So in a situation like that, a senior should be telling the juniors and should be encouraging the juniors, because that level of adab and respect. In the old days, this was a situation where one senior person in the family said something, everybody will accept it. But the time has become old. As we mentioned, Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that aaj beta walid ban gaya aur walid beta ban gaya. The reason today the child has become the father. So just to keep the peace, the father now has to become the child. Meaning that the father now just has to listen to the child to keep the peace of the home. Otherwise that whole home will be destroyed because that lack of adab is there. So therefore this is something we should instill in our children from young age, that the respect is something that should never ever be compromised for anything. The wealth can go, the qualifications can go, but the respect that is there in the family, that should never ever go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.